Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he wears more shapewear than I do. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm newly divorced and dating again at 53 years old. My aunt set me up with a handsome, bald man that has a great smile, but a quirky personality. I could not figure out what's up with him until recently. He's a school administrator, and he does educational videos for the school district. So, he's really into how he looks. On our first date, he told me that he bleaches his teeth regularly and he gets fillers in his face. We've been dating 4 months and he still won't tell me how old he is, but he looks like he's slightly older than I am. I enjoy his company, and I got used to him going on and on about himself on our date. He always jokes about holding his stomach in when we were on dates, but I do the same thing, so that was no big deal. He's fun to hang out with, but he has a problem with being honest and telling me things about himself. Excuse me. Here's what happened. He's back. His back and tummy almost always felt firm, so I eventually asked him if he wears a back brace. He said he just got a muscular back. Not true. This past week, we were intimate for the first time, and I finally saw what's hiding under his clothes. He had on a very fitted tank top that pressed against his chest and stomach. It looked like a compression shirt. He had on a pair of skin-tight biker shorts that went down to his knees. After he got naked, he looked 20 pounds heavier. His skin was squishy and wrinkly. He said he's self-conscious, so I tried to reassure him, but I was really turned off. I am worried that he might be concealing other stuff. What should I do? Learn to love the fat or let him go? You're worried that he might be concealing other stuff. Other stuff like what? What else is he concealing? I'm really trying to understand what exactly is your issue here. You like him. You enjoy his company. You like hanging out with him. You said he's handsome. He has a nice smile that he bleaches regularly. He has a good job. But your problem is, I think, is that certain things you want to know about him that he hasn't told you yet. Like what? How old he is? He hasn't told you that. I guess you can Google that if you really, really wanted to know, and he's still not telling you. He wants you to think he's younger. I mean, what are you trying to say? You say he doesn't talk to you a lot. He doesn't open up. But then you said earlier in the letter that he goes on and on and on about himself. So when he's talking about himself, do you think to ask him whatever it is you want to know about him? I just think you're mad because he wears body shapers and you don't think body shapers are very manly. That's what it sounds like. But he doesn't seem to be happy about him either, because when he undressed with you, he confessed that he was self-conscious about his body. And you said you didn't want to crush him, so you tried to reassure him, but you got turned off. Listen, everybody looks different naked. Some people look better naked. Some people don't look so good naked. So I say, if you like the man and he's only about 20 pounds underweight, why don't you guys, you know, if you really like him, you like hang out at the gym, work out. Steve?
Girl. You know, you are so kind, Shirley, that it irritates me sometimes. You are just such a kind person. You always be nice to these people they call in. This fat ass sitting up in here lying to this woman all damn time.
Right? And you're so mean.
Let's just go and get to it. No, I ain't mean. I just like to tell the truth. Let's just go and get to the truth, then. He wear more shape wear than I do. All right, you divorce and you start dating again at 53 years old. My aunt set me up with a handsome, bald man, had a great smile, but a quirky personality. Why is he available? You know, you're going to find out that he's older than you, but why is he even available? What happened? You need to learn some history. I ain't quite figured out what's up with him until recently. He's a school administrator. He does educational videos for school, so it's really into how he looks. On his first date, now, this is what he told you, that he bleaches his teeth regularly. How often do your damn teeth need bleaching? What, are you chewing your damn cigarettes? Why do you all the time gotta bleach your damn teeth? What are you eating? And he gets fillers in his face. Now, this is where we need to start showing some concern. Because when you start getting fillers in your face, you trying to make your face look fatter. So what if he don't get the fillers? I'm thinking skeletal. I'm thinking he's sitting up there looking like a damn skeleton. So he got to put some fat in his face. Now hold on to that thought, because I'm going to tell you why he's looking skeletal. I have figured this letter out. So now y'all been dating for 4 months and he still won't tell me how old he is. He looks like he's slightly older than me. He is. And let me ask you a question. What man don't tell his age?
Yeah.
That's really not a thing for us. I very rarely hear a man tell me, no, don't ask me how old I am.
Amen.
Dog, what kind of dude is this? That's not really IMO. Women, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's improper to ask a woman how much she weigh, how old she is. But a dude, man. Oh, I enjoy his company. And I got used to him going on and on about himself. He's joked about holding his stomach in, but I do too. All right, so both of y'all sucking your stomach in. That ain't no problem. But when we come back, though, I'm going to tell you what is the problem. I done figured it out.
Hang on for part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he wears more shapewear than I do. We'll get back into it right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he wears more shapewear than I do.
53-year-old woman back in the dating game. Her aunt set up with a very handsome man. Very, very handsome, but he has a quirky personality. They go out on a date. He tell her that he regularly bleaches his teeth. Who regularly bleach their damn teeth? What are you eating? I'm assuming instead of smoking the cigarette, he eating them.
Really?
There's up there chewing tobacco. I can't think of why you need to regularly bleach your teeth. But then here was the shocker. He gets fillers in his face. Now, why would a person need fillers in his face? For when naturally you get older, your head and face get bigger. But unless you have done what I think he's done, he's sitting over there looking skeletal. So he got to get some fillers because his face is sunken. Eyes is sunken. He looked like the dead. Now, and he won't tell you how old he is. Most men don't have a problem with that. So now you have a problem with the man that's into himself. And you've gotten used to him talking about himself on date. You enjoy his company and everything. And he joked about holding his stomach in when y'all was on dates. And you said that's cool because I hold mine in too. Ain't no big deal. He's fun to hang out with. But he has a problem being honest and telling me things about himself. Here's what happened. His back and tummy always felt firm. So I eventually asked him if he wears a back brace. He said, no, he got a muscular back. Really?
You're mad about that.
Your back, that damn muscular dog. With your old sunken ass face. Now all of a sudden your back is in shape. But you just told her you gotta suck your stomach in. Lie after lie after lie. He just sitting up there, just a big old swole, just sitting up there. Y'all can't even enjoy your date because he just swole. But anyway, this past week we got intimate for the first time, and I finally saw what was hiding under his clothes. He had on a fitted tank top that pressed against his chest and stomach. It looked like a compression shirt. Y'all remember back when we was doing the show in Atlanta, that company came over and gave us all that compression stuff, and I put that tank top on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get it off.
Do we have to cut it off?
Boy, that damn tank top was on so tight. It was a slimming tank top, but it masked your chest down, too. I didn't like it, but I caught hell getting it off, so I am familiar with these compression shirts. He had on a pair of skin-tight biker shorts that went down to his knees. That's a compression draws. Well, in other words, he had on Spanx, T-shirt, and a Spanx bottom. And then, after he got naked, he looked 20 pounds heavy. His skin was squishy and wrinkly. Now, let me tell you what happened. This is why he gets face fillers, and this is why he wear all this compression stuff. Boy used to be real fat. Then he got that surgery. Because he vain. He got a lap band. And he done lost a whole bunch of weight. Now his skin is sagging, squishy, and wrinkly. And that's why he's embarrassed. He got a lap band. That's why he wearing all this compression stuff. But he took his clothes off and all hell broke loose. And that's what you got. And that's why he don't talk about himself. She talking about he looked 20 pounds heavy. In the skin, saggy and wrinkly. He had that surgery. I'm worried that he might be concealing other stuff. Well, he don't tell you about himself. The man not being honest. Y'all have a good time long as he ain't talking because he usually lying. So what happened to that muscular ass back he had? So it turned into a Spanx top and a Spanx bottom. Now he's squishy and he's soft. Do I learn how to love the fat or let him go? Well, you got a choice to make. I don't know how the loving was. Y'all was intimate for the first time. Was he bringing it? Or was he bringing it like a fat man? You got to make that decision. Was he bringing it? Or was he bringing it like a fat man? See, you got to ask it. Well, it's over quick and it's slow. He's tired. If he's exhausted fast.
Oh, if he's overweight, you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, he ain't got no stamina. Yeah. Was his skin in the way? How bad was he sagging?
Was his skin in the way?
Well, when he was standing there, could you see everything? Because you keep talking about he's concealing some other stuff. When he was standing there, was his skin sagging down? Did it look like he had on a miniskirt? I'm just asking.
Wow.
These are things you need to consider. How much loose skin big boy had? It ain't going nowhere. You got to go get that surgery, get that skin tightened up.
Cut off.
But he done spent all his money bleaching his damn teeth and putting them face fillers in. That's why his face need that fat in it. Because he done sunken. He's skeleton. Now, how muscular was he? Now, if he's a nice guy and y'all have a wonderful time, you got to find out about it. Got to get your hands on that driver's license. Next time he get naked, just walk over there to the counter. He can't get up real fast because he got to pull all that skin together. Just go on over there and open up the wallet right in front of him and take a look at that driver's license.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
Fat boy got a lap band.
The Strawberry Letter podcast.
Play them Spanks.
Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk right after.
He big old loose ass dude.
Stop talking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.